from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, Amoa Masumat, Vinny Vinny Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered.
I don't say this often, but you are impressing me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Vinny Vidi Vici.
I know, Sarah and Vinny. They work down the hall.
Hey, by the way, you said I did something that I got a 5 for the other day. Or
was it just like that thing that I said on the air that you said you remembered and then you didn't remember the moment you tried to remember it?
Well, what I remembered was that you didn't say it.
Yes, I did.
No, you did. You did.
The 5? It sounds like this.
Come Edelman. On. Make it happen. There you go. All right, it's time. Right now, you want a 4-pack to the Alameda County Fair? Oh, you could also join Guru for a day at the racetrack on Saturday, June 29th, if you want. 415-523-4652. Caller number 5 right now to 415-523-4652. 4 tickets. It's a 4-pack to the Alameda County Fair. And I didn't realize, if you want.
I don't think he realized either.
If you want, you go on the 29th and you can join Guru for a day at the racetrack. Hey. June 29th is a Saturday. I'm sure he's getting paid for it, but he will still be very hospitable. 415-523-4652, caller 5, 4-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. You ever been to the Alameda County Fair?
I have. When I was so younger, was I. Though, when I was a kid. I haven't been like as an adult, though. I got to tell you what, I did go to Carnival, which is right down my block in the Mission District.
That's not the original Carnival. The original Carnival is in
what,
like
Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, it's in Brazil, but it's
like mini.
Well, yeah, of course, it's not in Brazil. It's not one of the largest cities in the world, but it is honoring all of the different sub-American countries that our world has to offer and their cultures. The point is, I have not been to a place, unlike the fair, where you can get a massive turkey leg. Have you ever had a turkey leg, Steiny?
No.
It's a delicacy.
Where? It is.
At the fair. That, okay. Like, there's only certain places that sell giant, massive smoked turkey legs.
Oh.
The fairs or carnivals or carnivals. But it is delicious.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but you said something that could be interpreted as a slight or a sub-American.
Yeah.
Sub means underneath.
Mm,
you're saying,
yeah.
Like, if you're not of the American culture, you're beneath us?
Geographically speaking.
Oh.
South of the border.
Geographically. I got you.
By the way, I do remember what the five was.
What?
Do you really want me to say it? It was about Jerry West.
Yeah. Just give me a keyword.
So yesterday, obviously, Jerry West passed away.
Is this insensitive? Because it's too soon.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh. Oh.
Would you like to share it?
Mm.
No. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
By the way, we spent 4 hours talking about the greatness of Jerry West and how historic, honestly, and iconic he was as somebody that is probably the most closely associated across all of history with the NBA and his contributions to it. So we spent 4 hours with an homage to Jerry West. And in the midst of it,
you
made it funny.
So I'm listening to Willard yesterday, and he brought up a point that I didn't necessarily disagree with, but of course I'm always trying to find something that Willard says that I want to pick on. So he said, is it really a sad day? It's not really a sad day. Jerry West was 86 years old, and he lived a great life, and that's everything you want out of life, is to be a success and be a positive influence. So, but of course I thought, well, it's a sad day for those who knew Jerry West, friends of Jerry West. Obviously, it's a sad day. So he's very literal.
Well, you know Jerry West. You've met him.
Yeah, but I don't know him. I don't know him. Anyway, so yesterday, listen.
Sorry I brought it up. You asked, though.
We should probably just go to Wendy.
Let's do it, because I want to rip him.
All right, I said it. So Jerry West was 86 years old, one of the greatest passers in the NBA and shooters. And yesterday we were coming in to the show, and we had stuff to talk about, but we were looking for a hook. We were looking for a hook.
The meat.
A hook. And then it's funny because I got into the car and Susan said to me, something's going on with the Warriors. And I said, why?
Oh.
She had the morning roast on and she had to move her car so I could get out. So I hadn't gotten into my car yet. And she said, something's going on with the Warriors. And I said, what? She said, I don't know. But they said, like, they're Warriors and they're trying to call the Warriors for something. And I was like, oh, what could this be? And then I got into the car and realized it was Jerry West. So the bottom line is then we ended up spending 4 hours on Jerry West. And I thought it was a great show. And I just said, one great final assist from Jerry West was yesterday's show.
Yeah. Well, it was like, I don't know if you remember when...
Great assist.
When Ken Stabler passed away, there was, I think, it was reported prematurely, like the family hadn't put out a statement yet. And
I do remember that.
And so there were people wondering if he was actually deceased or not. And I do remember reading something that I thought was kind of funny, which was Ken Stabler's trying to stage one last late game comeback. I thought that was pretty good.
Just when then.
As long as he was alive at that time.
Yes.
Gotcha. Hey, by the way.
Rest in peace.
Listen, we don't snow anybody here. Something's happened with the YouTube chat, and I've noticed that some people are blaming me. I wasn't even here. When it all came down, whatever happened, I don't even know. I don't know. I'm not nosy. I stay out of business. Got a memo about the chat. I wasn't even here. So
I don't know what's going on. You know what makes me laugh? Is that people really think that the guy who is speaking Latin on the show today is the one responsible for all these technological issues. You are speaking Latin. Yeah, he's the one that shut down the chat. Okay. Yeah, that guy.
Exactly. I don't even know how to enter a chat. Dallas is up 3-0.
I think they're down.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
Actually, you did say so. I'll get to this Windhorse sound in a minute. But, okay, you said that if you look at the Celtics, this is one of the historically greatest teams, and nobody really thinks of them that way. I will say this. I'm watching them last night, and I did say to myself, this team could be a problem for a little while.
Boston.
I joke with my main man guru about every team that wins a title now is going to have a dynasty. But man, who's beating the Boston Celtics? They've got, they're intact for at least two more years. They fit together. And I also think it's funny. And I fell victim to this. All year long, I was like, something about Boston. I don't know. Just on that. I don't think they're ready. Something about Boston. I don't know. They're the best team by far in the NBA. All right. I mean,
that's how you win 64 games. I mean, you're the best team. Now, I think, because I put this out on Twitter last night, because I was just curious. I think it's going to be fascinating to look back on how we remember, say, this Celtics team. Because we look back on, again, the anniversary of the 2017 Warriors team to finish up a 16-1 postseason run. That happened today,
right,
7 years ago. Okay, that team is historic. It's the best team that I've ever seen in my lifetime that's been assembled. Obviously, Curry, Clay, KD, Draymond, Iguodala, all in their prime. I don't think there's going to be another team in my lifetime that can touch that. If there is, well, I want to watch it. But the Celtics statistically are in the same category. If you look at the net rating, so, you know, offensive to defensive rating, they're in the same class as the 2017 Warriors.
Right.
But when you watch them play, there's an obvious difference. Like, that Warriors team won 16-1. The Celtics team has a chance to go 16-2 through the playoffs. I think that Warriors team won 67 games. This Celtics team won 64 games. But the eye test, to me, says that there's just a chasm between the two. And I swear it's not just Warriors goggles. Like, that Warriors team felt inevitable. I think there was a lot of traction around these finals because people didn't believe in these Celtics, that there was going to be some series, an instance in which, like last year, that they were going to get beat by a seven seed in Miami who got to the finals. There was some fraudulence about them. And it's clear watching this series. And I thought that Boston was a bad matchup for Dallas. I didn't think that Dallas was the best team in the West. I think the best team in the Western Conference was one of the two teams that played each other in Minnesota or Denver. That's besides the point. But Boston's just going to essentially cakewalk to this championship, and it doesn't feel like people are going to look at them as if they are historic. And I don't think they should. But everything on paper has them in the same category as the 2017 KD and Steph Curry led Warriors. It's just fascinating to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'm not big on the greatest team of all time and who is it, but I'm hearing Jason Kidd say Jaylen Brown's the best player. And I thought, you know what? I think Drew Holiday might be the best player.
I think Tatum's the best player.
Tatum could be the best player. But that's why I'm looking at this team now and saying, who's going to beat them? Because their top three players are all great. I get Drew Holiday's 30. And this is the thing I was talking to Carter about before the show. I'm not crazy about Porzingis, but if he's your fourth best player, I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, that team is good, and they're not going anywhere. They're long. They got three stars. They got a wild card in Porzingis. Pretty, they're in the East, which is going to help them because they're going to be able to get to the finals with, without as much duress as the Western Conference teams, you would think, all things being equal. Uh-oh. Let's get to Robin in San Francisco. She doesn't like what you did there. What? What's up, Robin?
Hi, how are you guys doing? Evan, I just let down your road a little bit. Let me say this first to Simon. You know, I don't know how old Evan is, but I know how old you and I are. And so I'm old enough to remember the Boston Celtics of the 80s. You know, even before, with JoJo White, John Havlicek, Dave Cowens, you know, the old school. And before the big three, you know, after that, the big three was formed with, you know, Parrish and Cowan and McHale, okay? So, you know, I want to let Evan know this. Don't ever, we're not talking about the past. please don't ever compare this Boston Celtic team to the Warriors of 2017, of any era of the Warriors when they ruled. Now, to me, the Celtics, I'm still not a believer. I believe more so that they have more debt and a little bit more experience, and it's about time to get there. But Jason Tatum still hasn't showed up. I know his job is not, it's the score, but he's been doing other things, but he still ain't showed up, and everybody gonna blow him up like a superstar. And when you look at him, he really hasn't done that, you know, this season and this postseason, if you look at him. So and Al Horford, all he do is stand in the corner and shoot threes. I'm just saying, I could break it down all the way. And in terms of so they're outplaying the Mavericks for whatever reason, but they do not dominate. They do not dominate the way the Warriors did when they was a run. They simply do not. So please don't ever insult the Golden State Warriors by comparing them to this Boston Celtics. Peace out, you guys.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. If Robin hadn't have said it, I would have.
Yeah, but you were actually listening to me. I love Robin. Did you not hear the comparison is on paper?
Well, you brought it up. I mean, you literally even bring it up is
the
offensive.
Eye test. Did I not just say they're a chasm away from each other? Like the Warriors and the Celtics?
That's what I didn't hear.
I'm saying on paper.
I thought you said crack. They're a crack away from them. Like a sidewalk.
Speckle?
Yeah, like a sidewalk crack.
By the way, if you really want me to go down this road, I will. So the Warriors in the first round that year, they swept a 500 Blazers team. Congrats. Round two, they beat a Jazz team. It was led by Gordon Hayward and Rudy Gobert. Congrats. And then in 2017, Zaza Pachulia slips under Kawhi Leonard, knocks him out for the series in a game they might have blown after being up by 20. And then you go on to beat LeBron James and you lose a game. Like, so the paths are not dissimilar. I'm just saying. Again, there is a chasm between the 2017 Warriors and the 2024 Boston Celtics.
Well,
I just started looking at, because again,
I wouldn't say chasm, but that's just wordplay.
Well, apparently the fact that we're mentioning him in the same sentence is disrespectful to some. So I just have to reiterate that I think there's a chasm between the two teams.
Well, let me ask you this. Just, okay, the year the Warriors went 16-1 in the playoffs, what was their regular season record?
67-15.
Okay, so everybody's in the same ballpark here.
That's my point.
Right. Don't say it's a chasm, that's all.
Well, apparently I can't bring him up at all because it's disrespectful. And now the fact that I say that it's a chasm, to reiterate my point that I wasn't comparing the two via the eye test, is also disrespectful to the Celtics, according to you.
I'll tell you
what
this.
What side are you on? Are you on Robin's side?
I'm right in the middle.
Oh, my God.
I'm right in the middle. I will say this.
I'll fall on the sword.
I'll tell you this. I don't care. Pick a version of the Warriors that you think was their best version. They ain't sweeping this year's Celtics. Warriors would not sweep the Celtics of this year.
Yeah, Robin, call in about that, please.
I mean, they couldn't even sweep the Cavs. The Cavs stunk. Mm-hmm. No, but anyway.
Oh, that Cavaliers team, they lost one game on the road to the finals.
They stunk.
That Cavaliers team was good.
Who'd they have?
LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love.
Right, but they didn't play in the finals.
No, they did. That was 2015.
No, Love didn't play in the finals.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't, did he?
In 2017 against KD?
Well, Kyrie wasn't on that team.
Yes, he was.
They lost. No, I don't think so.
That was the year that KD in game three hit the go-ahead three over LeBron in transition in Cleveland.
Yeah, tight game. Game was tight.
Yeah, Kevin Love played all five games of that series.
He was a shell of himself, though.
That's... I don't know how I got twisted into this corner.
You know what? I'll bail everybody out. The greatest team of all time was the 86 Celtics. I mean,
I also said this is the greatest team I've ever seen. I don't know.
No, the Warriors team, you're saying.
Yeah, that's my point. I don't know.
I don't have a problem with it.
No, I know. Sorry. I'm getting lost in apparently the eight people on the text line that disagree with me.
Well, they don't matter.
No, they don't.
We learned that the other day.
Yes, we did.
No,
I just think it's interesting that again, like this Celtics team is by mathematical standards, like very good.
Yes.
They have the best offensive rating of all time. Their net rating is exactly the same as the 2017 Warriors. And so I threw on Twitter last night at Evan A. Giddings, how are we going to remember this team? Because I'm just curious. Like, if you watch them play, if you watch the entire postseason run of the Celtics, I don't think you would, like, it wouldn't be a comparison. You wouldn't put them in the same class as the Warriors.
I agree.
And yet, on paper, they are.
Right. No, I think it's just, I'm messing with you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But you're right. The Celtics team's not going to be thought of as the 96 Bulls or the
My one mulligan
whatever best
is the Warriors
the
blowing
Warriors.
Game four of that final, so they could have had a perfect walk to the postseason.
Well, I mean, if you really want to get into it, the reason that I don't think the 96 Bulls are the greatest team ever is because they lost three times in the postseason.
No, they're gutless.
I mean, the Warriors went 16-1 in the postseason. That matters. You're beating playoff. You swept three out of four series. The Bulls didn't do that when they, Jordan's last year. Lost two games in a row to the Sonics, didn't they?
Well, how many teams? It was just the 2000 Lakers, right? And they went 16-1 only because Iverson had 50 in game one of the finals.
Right, I think so. So nobody's gone 16-0 in the postseason.
No, I don't believe so.
Well, the other reason why is because it's a relatively new format where they've had 4 7-game series.
Well, even back in the day, were there teams that had to go through multiple series that swept on their way to a championship?
One more time.
Pre 7-game first round series.
Right.
Was there anybody that went undefeated through the playoffs in which they had to win multiple series, not just back in the day in which it was, you know, the top two teams?
I'm going to say no.
I don't think so.
But the one thing I remember about, let's say 1983, when the Philadelphia 76ers won it, that's when Moses Malone famously said, foe, 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 meaning three sweeps in a row. Now, they did lose one game. They were 12-1. They only had three rounds. The NBA used to be, the playoffs used to be better in the NBA.
Oh, of course they were.
Huh? They used to have three-game series. That gets you to urgency. In a hurry.
That's unfair for a top seed.
Why? Well, first of all, when they had
come out flat.
When they had three game series, the number one seed had a bye in the first round.
Well, then I like it.
Yep,
it's more beneficial than, say, baseball, where the top seed has to sit out. That actually hurts them, I think.
Because rust versus rest?
Yeah, it's more applicable in baseball than basketball.
See, in 2009, best team ever was the Shaq Kobe Lakers.
There you go.
They can stake their claim to that. They went 15-1. So that means the first series was still 5 games. Gotcha.
Well, and I think one of the reasons, look, when Durant got to the Warriors, it just became unfair. But I'm kind of with the 925 and the Xfinity mobile text line here, which is, you know, the Celtics need to basically do it again. You know, in order to prove how good this team was, they do need to win again in the near future. And to your point, Sonny, I think they are set up to do that. I mean, they have literally everyone in their playoff rotation right now, I think outside of maybe Xavier Tillman, under contract for next season. And the only two that come off the books anytime soon would be Derek White and Al Horford, who's almost 40. So they're in pretty good position.
No, I think they are too. And we're also, I also think while you can, let's say you're the Philadelphia 76ers or the Milwaukee Bucks, you're obviously trying to figure out how to get back on top of the Celtics or get on top of the Celtics. But the reality to me always is the only way you do that is by making changes. And then you, in a way, kind of have to start over a little bit. And you can do it over the course of a year, but it's also a little bit risky. Why the hell did the Bucks trade Drew Holiday? Oh, my gosh.
That's Giannis.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You talked to people around the league, I would say Drew Holiday's probably the most underrated player in the league. He's among the most underrated players in the league.
I think a lot of people, like, he's becoming more properly rated,
yes,
because of how much, like, he's the best perimeter defender in basketball.
He might be the best overall. He might be.
Like, that's, he can change the game that much. The one thing about Drew I think is interesting is he's 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a spring chicken.
No.
And he's still able to play 40 minutes a night for 4 straight series.
Exactly. Well, the other thing about Drew Holiday is if you put Drew Holiday on a power forward, It doesn't mean he can shut the power forward down. But what it means is you can put Drew Holiday on a much bigger player, and you will never pay the price for it. Like, they're not just going to go to that guy, and he's going to be able to dominate Drew Holiday. That's why Drew Holiday is a great defender. I think that's been the difference in the series, is they can switch everything. Remember when the last time we heard that? It was about the Warrior teams. I mean, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, they're all big enough that they can hang in there when they get switched up on somebody bigger or quicker.
Well, that's why, as much as I wasn't a fan of the way that Luka finished the game last night, I don't really think that Windhorst killing him is fair. Well, Ryan Windhorst, I'm talking about. We maybe could play that sound on the other side.
Yeah, it's pretty strong, let's put it that way. The 925, and I do think this is part of it, and this is, I think, what Robin was talking about. I'm just messing with you, but these two teams aren't comparable to the Warriors. And he brings up the fact that, remember, the Warriors, Steph Curry didn't play 18 fourth quarters because they were winning so handily. Now, I know that was in the regular season, but that is something. I mean, the Celtics have been great, but they've had games they could have lost. Those Warrior teams, I do think, were a little bit,
by the way,
more dominant.
Our guy Justin from engineering, just texted me. 0-1 Lakers are the best team of all time.
Well, it's official then. If that's what Jay says, then it goes. We're going to play this sound for you on the other side. Evan's got a bone. He's got a bone, and he's going to pick it.
It's in the fridge.
And that's was sponsored by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.